So mushrooms have inspired scientists and chefs. And mycologist Lawrence Millman says they have also inspired a few composers.
Václav Halík was a Czech individual of extreme eccentricity who would go into the forest with a notepad and write down the songs that mushrooms were singing. He composed, I think it was about 1,500 mushroom songs. Now, he was indeed a mycologist, so he could identify different species, and the different species had different songs. And he said that he sometimes could identify the species from a distance by the song he heard it singing. I have not decided whether this is an archetypal example of Eastern European humor or some form of synesthesia, i.e. the music and the eyes somehow combine. He was both a serious musician and a serious mycologist. He composed what's called a mycosymphony, a mushroom symphony, where he takes all the mushrooms in the forest and combines them into work. And it's rather obvious that he's heard Béla Bartók singing too.
So then there's another composer, though, John Cage.
John Cage, yes.
You know that my hobby is hunting wild mushrooms.
The American John Cage, composer is maybe the wrong word. He was a performance artist who liked to amuse people and take them out of their boxes. However, he was also a mycologist. He helped restart the New York Mycological Association. His interest in fungi was primarily in edibles, but he wrote these odd poems and books that are in a sort of Thoreauvian about his appreciation of nature.
I was sure that there was a haiku poem that would have to do with mushrooms.
In one of his works, he talks about this fly agaric, Amanita muscaria. It's not deadly poisonous.
Is it hallucinogenic?
Yes. But it also can result in a trip to the restroom. In fact, numerous trips, because it opens the sieves at both ends, so to speak.
That's unknown brings mushroom and leaf together.
But he said that if you played a Beethoven quartet for this mushroom, it will become edible.
Did he make any music inspired by mushrooms?
Yes. He wrote some songs about collecting mushrooms. He didn't listen to mushrooms and then record their music, but he was inspired by looking at them. Definitely inspired by looking at them.
Lawrence Millman tells a lot more stories about mushrooms in his new book, Fungipedia.